loud. And time for fun with the funnies. Well, hi, kids. Here it is, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon again, and this is your old Uncle Ed, all ready to read you some funnies here. You all set to go? Okay, this is Uncle Ed transcribed, I should say, because I'm still on a record this week. Yeah, I'm having a nice vacation out here. You all set to go? Now, you know this can be the Detroit Times or the Chicago Herald American. I have the Detroit Times here today, and two pages over, we find Blondie and Dagwood. You all set to go? Okay, here we go. Well, the first picture up here, there's Herb Woodley sticking his head out the, or in the window, I should say, and Dagwood's inside. And Herb Woodley says, "Dagwood, there's a note for you under your front doormat." Dagwood says, "Shh, not so loud." So there in the second picture, Dagwood, uh-oh, Blondie's watching him, and Dagwood goes for the front door, and he goes out there under the doormat, and he picks up a little note. And the note says up there in the corner, it says, "Come over to Fred's garage. We are getting up a little game." Oh, that must mean they're going to play a little poker. And Dagwood says, a little game. So he goes back inside the house now in the first picture of the second row, and he's leaning against the window there and says to himself, wives are sharp as bolo knives. Let's see now. How am I going to work this? So there he goes. He's walking out the front door backwards, and he says, "This'll do it. I'll walk out of the house backwards so I'll look like I'm coming in." So there in the third picture of the second row, he's walking down the walk, and he says, "It's working like a charm." Uh-oh, he doesn't see Blondie. See, Blondie's back there, back of a tree out there. See her? First picture of the third row here, why, Blondie says, "Forward, march!" She's taking him back in the house. Well, there in the second picture of the third row, Dagwood's scrouched clear down in a chair there, and he's got a real sad look on his face, and he says, "I didn't give it enough thought. A situation like this requires all the cunning a husband can whip up." So in the next picture there, look at his fingernails. Boy, he's chewing them hard, and he says, "No use trying the lodge meeting or sick friend gag. She's on to those. I'm completely frustrated. It's hopeless. I'm just punishing myself." So there, the first picture of the last row, Dag says, gets up out of the chair, and he says, "I wonder what would happen if I just went in and told her cold that I was going over to Fred's to play cards." So that's what he does. He walks into Blondie and he says, "Blondie, I'm going over to Fred's to play cards." Blondie says, "Sure, go ahead." Was he surprised? Because he's walking into Fred's garage there and he says, "Boys, a big, new, beautiful world has just opened up to me." Well, you can see what happens. It's always best to come right out and say what you want to do and then not beat around the bush trying to get it some other way. 9 times out of 10, you'll get it that way, see? Well, let's turn the page here now and find out what we have. Oh, little Iodine's over here in the next page. See what's happening today. There's Mr. Tremblechin, and he's sneaking up the front there, and there's Mrs. Tremblechin on the inside, and Mrs. Tremblechin says, "Your father's certainly acting strangely." Little Iodine says, "Maybe he robbed a bank or something." So there he's inside the house now, and he closes the door and got a big smile on his mouth. And Mr. Tremblechin says, "Shh, Effie, you remember that plant you liked in the park? Well, I cut a slip from it. They'll never miss it." See, he's got a slip of a plant there in his hand. So he's going out in the backyard to plant it now. He's got his overalls on there, and he's telling little Iodine, he's holding the plant there, and he says, "And don't you breathe a word of this to anyone, do you hear?" Well, in the next picture, look at him, he's starting to perspire. He's shoveling dirt, and little Iodine's out there on the sidewalk talking to a policeman. Mr. Tremblechin says, "Hey, wonder what Iodine's doing talking to that cop." And here, little Iodine comes with the policeman, and Mr. Tremblechin runs for the house, and he says, "Uh-oh, she blabbed. Effie!" They get inside, Mr. Tremblechin, the third picture here, in the second row, he's hiding behind a chair. And the policeman says, "Pardon me, ma'am, is Mr. Tremblechin in?" And little Iodine says, "There's Daddy, he's the man you want." So Mr. Templeton comes out on his knees and he says, I didn't mean to do it, honest. I'll make it good. I didn't know it was a crime to take that plant. Well, the policeman looks surprised, doesn't he? In the next picture there, Mr. Templeton's down on the floor and the policeman's got him and he's pointing toward the door and Mr. Templeton says, get my lawyer, call the mayor, anything. So the last picture there is Mr. Templeton in jail. Little Iodine has a box of cookies there and he's behind the bars and Little Iodine says,
gee, Daddy, he only wanted to sell you a ticket to the policeman's ball and I said you'd buy one.
Well, that turned out fun, didn't it? Well, turn the page over now. Find Donald Duck. Looks like Donald's taking a shower this week. Yeah, he's in there. He's got the brush, the back brush, and he's washing his back, and he's got the soap in his hand there. And standing there, and second picture, uh-oh, the water dies down. So he puts on the bathrobe, and he runs out in the kitchen. Oh, there's Dewey. Dewey's washing the dog. And Donald says, shut that off. See, he takes water out of that faucet and cuts down the water in the shower room. So Donald goes back, he's underneath the shower now, enjoying it there in the third or fourth picture, and there in the fifth picture, the water dies down again. So he runs to the window this time, and there's Huey out there, and Huey's turning on the faucet out in the yard to float his boat. And Donald says, shut that off! So he shuts it off, and Donald goes back in the next picture there, and he's back under the shower, enjoying a nice shower. And oh, look at that third picture in the last row. The water dies down again. So he goes to the window, and there's Louie. Louie's out in the yard turning on the sprinkler system, and that cut down the water in the shower. And Donald looks out the window. Finally, he gets disgusted. Look what he did in that last picture. Right out there in the yard taking his bath in the sprinkler system. Well, he foxed him, didn't he? Sure, that worked fine. Well, let's see now. Let's turn over here to Uncle Remus. Find Uncle Remus. It's right across the page here. Y'all set to go with Uncle Remus? Okay, well, you remember now. Br'er Rabbit's telling Miss Molly and her nieces about how or about why dogs chase rabbits. There in the first picture, just before the first picture, Uncle Remus says, Mr. Dog has cheated Granddaddy Rabbit out of the money, but old Granddad is getting the upper foot now. There's Br'er Rabbit sitting on the front porch. He's got those big yaller shoes on there. And you can see the picture forming above him there. There's a dog sitting on the log and Granddaddy Rabbit, see? Br'er Rabbit says, yep, my granddaddy just had to try on him yellow shoes. Well, there in the next picture, underneath there, Br'er Rabbit says, you see, Mr. Dog thought my granddaddy was forgetting about the money. Well, up in the picture, Granddaddy Rabbit says, I runs crank-sided with one shoe, Mr. Dog. Better let me try the other one. Mr. Dog says, why, sure, here you is. Slip on both shoes. So, Granddaddy Rabbit puts on both shoes. And, underneath the picture there, Br'er Rabbit says, but that was just what Granddaddy wasn't gonna do. And, that means, up above there, see, Granddaddy Rabbit's running down the trail, and he says, my, but these shoes feel good. I could run on forever. And Mr. Dog says, just don't forget to run back, that's all. That's what Br'er Rabbit meant when he said that's just exactly what Granddaddy wasn't gonna do. Well, there goes Granddaddy Rabbit down the trail. Old Br'er Dog, he's getting worried up there. He's starting to perspire, and he hollers down the trail there, hey, don't go so far. And Br'er Rabbit underneath the picture says, my granddaddy knew those shoes was just as much his as it was Mr. Dog. Well, the first picture, the second row, Mr. Dog's really getting worrying now, isn't he? Getting worried because he rears up and he hollers, hey, come back! And there goes Granddaddy Rabbit down the trail. And Br'er Rabbit says, them shoes felt so good that my granddaddy just couldn't stop running. And, underneath the picture, the second picture, the last row there, why, Br'er Rabbit says, Mr. Dog finally cotched on. Yeah, Mr. Dog finally understood what was going on, because look at Mr. Dog with all that money out of his pocket there, see? Yeah, most of that belongs to old Granddaddy. Well, Mr. Dog cotched on, as Br'er Rabbit says, comes to his senses and he says, he's running away with my shoes. And there, the next picture, the third picture, the second row, why, Mr. Dog says, I've been out tripped. There goes Granddaddy Rabbit. Look at that big smile on his face there, and he's going hippity-hop down the old trail, and he's got those big yellow shoes on. And underneath the picture, old Br'er Rabbit says, of course, Mr. Dog forgot about tricking my Granddaddy out of the money. Well, he's really chasing now, old Mr. Dog. He's really chasing Granddaddy Rabbit. And Mr. Dog says, come back with my shoes. And old Granddaddy says, they're mine as long as I got them. And Br'er Rabbit underneath that last picture says, and that's why Mr. Dog is always chasing rabbits, trying to get back the yellow shoes. Well, Uncle Remus ends it all up over here in the corner by saying, possession means that you can sit on the world instead of having the world sit on you. That's about right, isn't it? Gee, I wonder what's going to happen to Br'er Rabbit next week. They should have a pretty good adventure there, shouldn't they? Yeah, they sure should. Well, let's see. We've got a little more time left here today. Let's take a look at the little king up here. See what the little king is doing. Well, there's a big servant coming up to the little king there, and he says, Your Majesty, the palace windows need washing. So the second picture, there goes His Majesty the King out through the gate, past the guards, out into the park. In the last picture, that first row, he's entering a place there, and on the gates it says, Royal Zoo. So he goes right in past the lion there and past the bear cage. The second picture, he walks up to the place where it says, Head Keeper. And there's a chimpanzee there, and the chimpanzee salutes. And next picture there, the little king's talking to the head keeper. And the last picture, look what he did. He got a great big old jumbo elephant. He's riding on his back there, and the jumbo elephant's spraying water all over the windows. See that? He's getting the palace windows washed, isn't he? Well, kids, that just about winds us up for today. Right now, it's time for Our Lady on a Record.
If you want to be neat and you want to be clean, here's a brick for you. Listen while I explain exactly what to do. Step up to the top, it ain't no disgrace. Pull up your sleeves and get them in place. Scoop up the water and rub it on your face and go blood, 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 lum, dum. Now pick up the soap and don't try to bluff. Work up the lather and when you got enough, with your mouth full of water, you snort and you snuff and go blood, 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 lum, dum. You're dousing your sauce, you're rubbing your scrub, sputter and splash all over the tub. Although you're cold and wet when you're done, you gotta admit that it's good, clean fun. So splash all you like, you can't be denied. You'll feel mighty slick as soon as you're dry. It's good for the soul and good for the hide to go blood, 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 lum, dum.
Well, that's all the time we have this week, kids. Now, don't forget, remember your safety ABCs. A, always. B, and C, careful. Always be careful. Until next week, then, this is your Uncle Ed saying, don't play in the street. You might get hurt bad. And then you'd make everyone, including yourself, sad. ABC, kids. Always be careful. And look both ways when you come up that street and start to cross, won't you? Till next week, then, this is Uncle Ed saying bye-bye. Thank you.